All right. Viewership on LinkedIn Live videos is through the roof. Yeah, I noticed that my friend, Professor Nez, recently got LinkedIn Live. And he's been taking full advantage of it. And his views are through the roof. Through the roof. Okay? And Ross Brand's on there. His videos are through the roof. I mean, everybody who I see doing a live video on LinkedIn, it's through the roof. It's nuts. And I can't wait to get it. I'm not trying too hard. I've applied twice. I have crickets chirping. I talked about this the other day. I even met one of the decision makers at VidCon and introduced myself and talked about put in an application and, you know, this and that. And I just don't think I'm prominent enough on YouTube. I don't think I'm consistent enough in video creation, video editing. And I need to work on that. But viewership is through the roof, folks. And if you're looking at a place where you're trying to make connections and you're trying to build a tribe and you're trying to, you want to be in front of people that spend money for this kind of work to be done, whether you're producing live videos or helping people, coaching, social media, whatever, LinkedIn is the place to be, folks. Big time. And viewership there, it's just insane. And I mean, I see, you know, I remember seeing people like some of my favorite broadcasters. I've already mentioned them. Professor Nez, Ross Brand have gone live on Facebook for years. And I might be mistaken, but it seems to me that the numbers aren't as big as they used to be, but they were never as big as they are on LinkedIn. And like Nez has only had LinkedIn for like 2 weeks. And his numbers are insane. I'm happy for him. You know, and hopefully it remains that way on LinkedIn. Hopefully they don't start turning the screws on us really tight. You know, one of the things that we have a problem with over on Facebook is the algorithm, right? The algorithm makes it really tough when you're doing live videos to be happy about your progress when hardly anybody's looking at them. But when you go on LinkedIn, you know, the algorithms, I don't know, maybe they're favoring videos in live videos. I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully they don't turn the screws on that. But one thing that Facebook doesn't have is Facebook doesn't have a subscription model, okay, where LinkedIn does. LinkedIn has a premium model where you pay like $300 a year and you're a LinkedIn premium member and you get access to, you remember that, the educational platform called Lynda, Lynda. I used to buy it every year. And Microsoft bought Lynda. So if you're a LinkedIn premium member at $300 a year, you get Lynda. Lynda was $300 a year. So on top of that, you get, there's all sorts of perks that you get with LinkedIn for being a premium member. And maybe down the road, premium members will get the same kind of reach that they do now. And non-premium members won't get as good reach. I could see that maybe being to incentivize people buying the premium membership. I don't know. You know, instead of charging people to boost like Facebook does, Facebook charges you to boost. But at the end of the day, folks, LinkedIn Live videos are going through the roof. It's an exciting time. I need to get off my duff and figure out how to get LinkedIn Live. And basically that means creating more videos for LinkedIn, I'm quite sure. Hey, Todd.live on Instagram. If you'd like to talk about this further, I will talk to you tomorrow.